I get asked, like my colleagues, almost every day since 9/11, why? Why? Why this terrorist phenomenon of the late 21st, the beginning of the 21st century? Why? People say to me, for they surely know they can never defeat us. They can never overthrow us. They can never occupy us. So why? Why? Whether it's Al-Qaeda central out of the Fatah or two twisted, perverted, cowardly knockoff jihadis here in Boston. Why do they do what they do? I've thought about it a lot because I deal with it a lot. And I've come to the conclusion, which is not unique to me, but I do it, they do it to instill fear, to have us, in the name of our safety and security, jettison what we value most and the world most values about us, our open society, our system of justice that guarantees freedom, the access of all Americans to opportunity, the free flow of information and people across this country, our transparency. That's their target. The moment we change, the moment we look inward, the moment we get in a crouch and are defensive, that's the moment when they win. What makes me so proud of this great state and the city of Boston and Cambridge and all those involved and the students on this campus, what makes me so proud to be an American is that we have not yielded to our fears. We have not compromised our values. We have not weakened our constitutional guarantees. We have not closed our borders. Oh, we have suffered. We are grieving, but we are not bending. We will not yield to fear. We will not hunker down. We will not be intimidated. When the World Trade Towers were taken down on that horrible day, the cynics said, "We will never build another one. We built one taller." An absolute defiance. When Bin Laden struck, there were those who said, "We'll never follow him." We said, "We will follow him to the gates of hell if necessary." And we did. If the purpose of terrorism is to instill fear, you saw none of it here in Boston. Boston, you sent a powerful message to the world. Even though I am not a Bostonian, I am absolutely certain that next year's Boston Marathon will be bigger, more spectacular, and attended by more people than any marathon in the history of the United States of America. Because that's who you are.